It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say sensational, superb, stunning savings.
Are you talking about Karate Kid Legends?
No, sir. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compassa Market. A spectacular offer.
So?
That you can use to see Karate Kid Legends only in cinemas.
Oh, I'll get my headband.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compassa Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product, compare the market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, June 12th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Micron Technology said today it plans to invest more than $200 billion in U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. The investment includes 2 high-volume fabrication plants in Idaho, up to 4 in New York, and an expansion and modernization of an existing location in Virginia. Micron said the investments will create roughly 90,000 direct and indirect jobs. The memory and storage solutions company made the announcement in partnership with the Trump administration, which has sought to ramp up domestic manufacturing and make America the dominant player in AI. Elsewhere, BioNTech has agreed to buy clinical-stage biotech company CureVac in an all-stock deal valued at about $1.25 billion. BioNTech's CEO said the plan to bring the two German companies together will allow them to develop transformative cancer treatments. The deal is expected to close this year. And finally, an aerospace company based in Long Beach, California, JetZero, has long pitched a spacious, fuel-efficient commercial plane of the future. Now, it's actually going to build it. The Journal exclusively reports the company plans to break ground next year on a manufacturing plant in North Carolina. It'll invest nearly $5 billion on the project, which will employ more than 14,500 workers. JetZero says that'll put it on track to roll out its blended-wing planes for commercial use by 2032. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.